I like to play me latest chart topper. It's called Me Fans Are Stupid Pigs.
The following training video contains performances by highly trained professional criminals.
I think the message to psychos, fanatics, murderers, nutcases all over the world is do not mess with suburbanites because, frankly, we're just not going to take it anymore.
What are you doing out in the middle of nowhere?
Well, I had to be at that there crossroads last midnight. Sell my soul to the devil.
What did the devil give you for your soul, Tommy?
Well, he taught me to play this here guitar real good.
Podcasting live from the Nut House basement down by the river across the street from the water treatment plant in lovely Lawrence, Kansas. You are listening to Sunglasses After Dark. Hi, it's been a while. I'm Nick. I'm your host for this excursion through music each and every week, or what had been each and every week, and then went to every other week, and now it's been almost a whole fucking month. I apologize. I talked about it on several of the past podcasts where I was having turntable problems, and I was waiting for money to buy a new turntable and all that, so that's all been sorted out, and I have a brand new, well, new to me at least, Neumark turntable that is gorgeous and lovely and has better sound and much easier to work with than the sort of home stereo techniques turntable I've been using throughout the history of this program. And as sort of a better note, I've got a lot more music coming my way. Somehow, I don't know how it happened, but lots of bands are now sending me things. Be they records in the mail or links to their Bandcamp sites or SoundCloud or whatever. And it's fantastic because everything has really stepped up. It used to be that if a band sent you music unsolicited via email, it usually sucked. But I'm getting stuff from overseas and it's fantastic and weird. And we've got stuff from, all over the place. And we'll talk about it when it gets there. I'm telling you, like, I'm playing music on this program that is from Kiev, Ukraine. So, it's going to be fun. We're going to start it out, though, with some music from fairly, you know, normal. You've probably heard this song a billion times. To me, it is the sound of this summer, this sort of stomping beat that quite a few songs are using, and actually quite a few songs in this week's podcast. It definitely sets up this feeling of heat and oppression and just like the throb, throb, throb. It is the title track to the album of the same name. This is the Minor Birds with Generals.
But I haven't made a dollar yet. Have all my pay-
The thing that ate Larry Livermore, that was Mean Jeans with Bad Dream. So the thing that ate Larry Livermore, first pressing sold out. There's a second pressing that is on its way. It's from Adeline Records. That you might know better as the label that's owned by Green Day. And you might know Larry Livermore as the guy who used to own Lookout Records. It's a fantastic comp. Get it. You'll wait for the second pressing. Don't pay the crazy amounts of money that they're asking for first pressings right now. There's another one coming. You'll be able to get it easily. It's awesome. It's got stuff from Mixtapes, Nightbirds, The Dopamines. Just if it's a band in pop punk right now, they're on it, and they're fantastic. You will probably hear a few more tracks from it as the summer progresses. I definitely want to play that Nightbirds track, but having never played but like maybe one Mean Gene song on the podcast in the past, I figured that was a good way to do it. Definitely good stuff. Before that, from their new EP, newish EP, available only via import, which means I'm not going to get a copy of it because every time it pops up somewhere in a distro, it's gone by the time the email reaches my inbox. But that was the Hex Dispensers with Parallel from Austin, Texas, one of my favorite bands, and a band that many other people like too. If the quickness with which their albums disappear from stores is any indication. And we started everything off with the Minor Birds doing the title track to their album, Generals. I'm 32 years old, and I've never really gotten into Superchunk. I don't know why. Probably because of the name. There are certain bands that I hear the name, and I'm just like, I can't get into that. Group Love. Love their music. Hate the name. Sounds like a jam band. So I'm slowly... I decided to make a concerted effort based on the fact that very many people I know and respect listen to Superchunk, and so we're going to play it. This is from their first album. It is probably the classic, the definitive Superchunk track. This is Slack Motherfucker.
Yeah.
from the Cherry Beach EP, 7-inch, whatever you want to call it, on Dirt Nap Records. That was Career Suicide with Means to an End. Oh, so good. I love Career Suicide. Why don't they ever tour through the Midwest? I don't know. Mainly because one of their members has been fucked up. That may have something to do with it. Before that, a cover song, originally by Joy Division, as interpreted by the folks in Teenage Bottle Rocket, that was Walked in Line. That's on Clearview Records. It disappeared rather quickly. It was sort of like a pseudo record store day thing that never really made it to stores on record store day. Whatever, I got it. It's fantastic. It's limited to about 1,000. Comes in a it looks like a factory record single, only it's got like the Teenage Bottle and like down to the labels on the single. It's badass. Speaking of Teenage Bottle Rocket, they have a new album, Freak Out, came out on Fat Records earlier this week. We'll play some music from it later on. I should have gone and bought it today when I could have gotten it on sale, but it was fucking hot, and I was either sick or hungover or food poisoned or some combination of any of those three today, and I spent most of today recording this on the 4th of July. In my basement, either sleeping or trying to sleep. So, fun stuff. And we started everything out with Superchunk from their debut. That was actually their debut single, as a matter of fact. And you can read more about that in the Merge Records book, Our Noise, and when they talk about the response and all of that to Slack Motherfucker. Definitely pick both of them up. Pick up that first Superchunk record and pick up Our Noise while you're at it. You can get it all from Merge Records, and it'll totally be worth your money. Also worth your money, the final farewell release from Shang-A-Lang. This is the title track to it. It is called Waiting for the End.
Waiting for the end. You told all your friends. You said all your goodbyes. We'll be right back.
Before we start, I have to explain why there's such a ridiculous amount of people on the stage. So I fucked up my finger.
Check it out!
Nah. Come see me later if you want to see, like, the gore.
He dropped his food processor and instinctively grabbed a blade. And I cut the shit out of his finger.
It's so condensed, the version of the drama that happened. Yeah, all right, let's play this song. Ready? Scorpio?
Boo.
Hit it. Hit it.
Yeah. You got your notes?
Everything is working out, but I don't want to trick you into tearing me apart. I feel good.
Thank you.
the compilation Shimby Presents Live at the Empty Bottle, that was The Duchess and the Duke with Scorpio. Duchess and the Duke, fantastic band. Every album is just a little bit different than the last. Their first one, She's the Duchess, He's the Duke, excellent. Just buy their stuff. It's garage that's not garagey. It's indie that's not indie. It's eminently listenable. And it just go out and fucking buy it, all right? That compilation especially is fantastic. It's got stuff from Hunks and His Punks and Best Coast and all of that. And it's just an excellent, excellent live compilation. I believe you can get it from Hozak. And it comes with a download. And if you want to, you can go find it on Bandcamp and stream it. And then just go buy the vinyl. It's just, it sounds great. Before that, new music on Voodoo Rhythm Records. We ran the review of it. Or will. I don't know if it's actually ran yet. But that is Hank Haint. He is from London. He's a one-man blues rocker. And that is a cover of G.G. Allin's Don't Talk to Me. I don't know if you've ever heard the original, but this is one of those cases where I think the cover far exceeds the original. And we started out that set with Shang-A-Lang doing the title track to their farewell release, Waiting for the End, with Mitch Klim cover art. And, oh, that is a band I will miss a lot. I'm hoping that there's a bunch of stuff that never got released, although I doubt that considering the number of singles they put out over the years. Up next, this is the first track on a debut 7-inch. It is a group called Blood Buddies. It's out now on Razor Cake Records. Pick it up. I need to order myself a bunch of stuff from Razor Cake, and this will be one of them because this is another one of those aforementioned sort of stomping rhythmic tracks. It is Blood Buddies, and this song is called Midas Medical Group. That is Panda Kid with Garage on the Beach. That is from a cassette entitled, cassette, CD, whatever, entitled Scary Monster Juice. Came out last year. I reviewed it. Why? Because it's good. It's a great summer release. It's crazy and weird and definitely sort of that crazy psychedelica garage stuff that I've begun to enjoy so much. It may have something to do with the painkillers that they've been giving me for my back, that makes that sort of reverby, drenched stuff just seem so awesome, but definitely enjoying it. You can download it, maybe, somewhere. Cassettes sold out. I can't seem to find a place. You can get it from Bandcamp if you do a search, and you can download it legit. I don't know if you can get a physical copy at this point. I think they're all gone. Before that, The Youth by Collars. That's Collars. They are from Kiev, Ukraine. That is their debut EP. It's entitled Wood Arsenal. And man, some good dance punk. I enjoy it. It's different. It's surprising that it comes out of Russia, but damn, it's interesting stuff. You can check them out on Facebook just by doing a search for Collars, Collars. And we started everything off with Blood Buddies doing Midas Medical Group from their self-titled debut 7-inch out now on Razorcake Records. Fine label. Everything I've bought from the damn fine stuff. We've got one set left. We're going to kind of continue along the vein of what we started in that last set with Collars and all of that. We're going to play some... we're going to go back in time. This first track is from a forthcoming CD download LP release. I can't remember who's putting it out, but it is Irish, like, sort of post-punk, like, Lost. You've most likely never heard of any of these artists, but you really should have, and it's a very varied compilation, and I enjoy the ever-loving crap out of it. This track is by a group called Major Thinkers from Strange Passion. The song is called Avenue B.
We'll be right back. So now I'm alone. Now I can think for myself about little deals and issues, things I just don't understand. I put my light at night, or I spy touch at times. I don't think I'm in anything to you.
Depending on which version of the LP you buy, that may be Gary Numan, that may be Tubeway Army, or in the case of the one I have, Gary Numan and Tubeway Army. That track is entitled Our Friends Electric. Now, that song may sound vaguely familiar to you if you've ever watched the BBC program, The IT Crowd. They sort of ripped that off for the intro music, and you know, why not Gary Numan? If you're going to rip something off, that's fantastic. This is sort of before he went and discovered electronics. Well, I mean, there are electronics, but like he did away with guitars and all of that when he went to The Pleasure Principle, which is a fantastic album, but definitely I think the guitars lend a certain amount of heft that The Pleasure Principle lacked. It's kind of a thin album. But anyhow, before that, Electric Chair by Chrome, that is from the album Red Exposure, which came out in 1980, and oh, doesn't that make you want to dance? Yes, it does. as does the track that we started off with, Major Thinker's track Avenue B from Strange Passion, the story of Irish post-punk. We did a post on that, and you can stream a few of those tracks, including Avenue B. And that does it for this week's podcast. Lots more new music has been coming in, so don't worry. We will be back, if not next week, then the week after. I promise, now that the turntable is working again, we will get back into the swing of things. You can find this podcast Thursday mornings at 8 a.m. Central Standard Time at rockstarjournalist.com, which is where I blog about records and cassettes and books and zines and all sorts of other tangible ephemera in this digital age of ours. You can find me posting relentlessly regularly on Twitter at NuthousePunks. Remember to tell your friends to download and listen to the podcast, read the blog, etc., so on and so forth. Tell your friends with bands, record labels, zines, etc., to send me stuff for review. I would love to talk about it or interview them. I think it would be fantastic. I like to talk to the people who make the things I enjoy. So, until next time, thanks for downloading.